This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can go even deeper in this series with Pastor Rick's video-based Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This study will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, Why Can I Trust the Bible?
The sixth reason that you can trust the Bible as the absolute authoritative Word of God, God-breathed, theopneustos, is that it has survived all attacks. And that makes it an unusual book. The Bible is the most despised book, the most derided, the most denied, the most disputed, the most dissected, the most debated, the most outlawed, the most destroyed, the most banned book ever in history. Millions of people have died because they refused to give up their Bible. People were killed. It was illegal. It's still illegal in some countries. Like today, you take a Bible into Korea, you can get killed for it. North Korea, not South Korea. South Korea is a Bible country. But North Korea, you take a Bible in, you can get arrested, thrown in jail, and you can be killed for it. This Bible has been under attack for century after century after century by every imaginable thing you can imagine, and yet it is still the most read book in the world, the most published book in the world, the most translated book in the world, the best-selling book in the world, and it is still making a difference in people's lives. The Bible is the source, the greatest source, single source of music. The Bible is the greatest single source of art, and the Bible is the greatest single source of architecture throughout history. If you take the Bible out of culture, you have basically destroyed most of the major music, most of the major art, and most of the major architecture for almost 2,000 years. It is the source of our culture. You speak the English language you do because of the King James Version of the Bible. If the King James Version of the Bible had not been written, you would not be speaking the way you speak right now. But 400 years ago, they published the King James Version, and the words you use today, most of those words, many of them were made up in the King James Version, and most of those words came out of that book, out of the Bible. Jesus said this in Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The only thing on this planet that's going to last is the Word of God. It's eternal. Everything else is going to burn up, but the Word of God is eternal because truth is lasting forever. You know, Voltaire, the famous French philosopher, is a brilliant man. Flat out brilliant man. He was an atheist, but he was flat out brilliant. He wrote a number of tracts deriding the Bible. And Voltaire made a very famous statement in which he said, 100 years from today, the Bible will be a forgotten book. Everybody's forgotten that quote. After Voltaire died, for nearly 100 years, his homestead was used as the book depository for the French Bible Society. They sold Bibles out of his house. It's now a museum. People have forgotten Voltaire. Nobody forgets the Bible. Heaven and earth will pass away. My word will never pass away. 1 Peter 1, 24, 25, the grass withers and the flower falls away. In other words, the contemporary stuff, it just wilts. Today's news is worthless tomorrow. You don't read last week's newspaper, it ain't even worth anything. And so he said that stuff, the contemporary stuff, it doesn't last. Grass withers, flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. And the truth will always be the truth. Whether I believe it or not, it's the truth. I could say, I believe the moon is made of cheese. Now we know and have proven that the moon is made of rock. We've brought rocks back from the moon. And no matter how much I say, I believe the moon is made of cheese, it doesn't change it. It's still made out of rock. I told you that I once saw a bumper sticker that said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, that's a dumb way to say it. Because really what you ought to say is, God said it, that settles it, whether I believe it or not. Because whether I believe it or not doesn't change it at all. The fact is, there are a lot of things that are true. I don't want them to be true. So I say, well, I don't believe it. Because I don't want it to be true. Doesn't make it not true. I say, I don't want that to be called immoral. Well, doesn't matter whether I want it or not. What God says is moral is moral. What God says is immoral is not immoral. And it's he gets to make the choice. He's God and you're not. I could say to you, I don't believe in the law of gravity. It's just fine for you. And you may be a religious person, but I don't need the law of gravity. So, you know, let's all be copacetic. What's good for you is good for you. What's good for me is good for me. I don't believe in the law of gravity. So you and I go up on the Empire State Building, and I'm going to say, I don't believe the law of gravity applies to me because I don't believe in it. And so I jump off the Empire State Building. Now, as I'm floating down at a rather rapid speed, about the 100th floor down, a guy looks out the window and goes, how's it going, Rick? And I say, so far, so good. And that's the way most people are living their lives. You see, God gives you the freedom to totally thumb your nose to him and rebel against him your entire life. But that's not the end of the story. You can run from God the rest of your life, but then you can't run anymore. Sorry, you're going to come face to face with God one day, whether you believe in him or not. And all of the I don't believe him isn't going to stop that event from happening. And the truth is, at some point, my face is going to hit the ground. And the truth is, you don't break God's laws. They break you. When I ignore what God says in his inspired, inerrant, infallible word, when I ignore what it says because I don't like that part, I only hurt myself. I don't hurt God. I only hurt myself. The seventh one is the dearest one to me. It's the most subjective one, but it's the one I have seen personally the most, and that is, it is transforming power. It has transforming power. Nothing can change the lives of people like the Bible. Your life has been changed by tens of thousands of lives been changed. I've seen flat-out drunks, irresponsible addicts get their life clean and sober because they started reading the Bible. I have seen the most self-centered, narcissistic, it's all about me men who abuse and misuse women, think only of themselves, and would rip off anybody simply to make themselves feel better, read the Bible, have their lives transformed, and become godly husbands, wonderful dads, and upstanding citizens in the community. If I thought that you could change human behavior by laws, I would become a politician. You can make a law that outlaws racism and bigotry, but no law is going to turn a bigot into a lover. God's got to do that. God's got to change his heart. And I've invested my life in the heart-changing business, and I've seen it happen thousands of times because of this book. It changes people you would never imagine it could change. Jesus said it like this. On the screen, John 8:31, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples, indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I want you to be free. Now, you know what's the most amazing thing is secular universities all around the world have the second half of this verse printed in stone on buildings, universities all over. The truth will make you free. And then they ignore God and ignore the Bible. They forget the first part. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, because this book never lies to you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us. It's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you read the Bible every day, but you're not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called, How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks for your gift to help more people learn, love, and live God's Word through Daily Hope. By the way, right now when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
Now let's get back to today's lesson here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope.
This book never lies to you. It always tells you, even when I don't like what it says, even when I disagree with it, even when it hurts, and even when it's uncomfortable, it will always tell me the truth. That's why it's called Holy Bible. Do you believe everything you read online? No. Do you believe everything you watch on TV? No. Why do we spend more time reading and watching stuff we know is a lie than reading what we know is the truth? You see, the fundamental question, the most important question you're going to ask yourself in life is, what is going to be the final authority for my life? What is going to be the final authority for my life? You need to decide that. I recommend you decide today. Is it going to be the Word, or is it going to be the world? Am I going to listen to what God says is true, or am I going to listen to public opinion or my own set of feelings? Who's going to be the authority in my life, God or me? Because see, when I say I don't really accept this book, it's not that I can't, it's that I don't want to accept it. And the reason I don't want to accept it as my authority is because I want to be boss. I want to be Lord. I want to be God of my own life, and I don't want God telling me what's moral and immoral, what's right and what's wrong. I want to do it my way. I want to be Lord. Okay, so let me ask you, how's that working for you? Is that solving all your problems? Has all your stress and worry and irritations vanished because you're God? If you're God, you're in charge. How's that working in your life? Everything turning out the way you want it? I don't think so. To rebel against God is flat out stupidity. You're not going to win that battle. Your arms are too short to box with God. So the big question is, what's going to be the authority of my life? Now, why is the inerrancy and the infallibility and the flawlessness of God's word so important? Because friends, if this book is not true, you're in a heap of trouble. And so am I. Because my salvation depends on this book being right. And so does yours. This is the book that tells you your life is not an accident. Science doesn't tell you that. This is the book that tells you there is an overarching purpose for your life. Science doesn't tell you that. This is the book that says God made you to love you. This is the book that says you can be forgiven. This is the book that says your past can be forgiven. You can have a purpose for living. You can have a home in heaven. This is the book that says no matter what problem you go through, God can use it for good in your life. This is the book that says there is a reason for hope. If this book is a lie, you're in a heap of trouble. Because this is the book that tells you how to get to heaven. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 this, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. It's talking about the world's way of thinking, the world's worldview. It's the opinions and the attitudes of the world. Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're either a conformist or you're a transformist. You're either conformed to the way the world thinks or you're transformed by the truth. He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test. You'll be able to know. This is how you make good decisions. And approve what God's will is. His good and pleasing and perfect will. God's plan for your life is good. God's plan for your life is pleasing. And God's plan for your life is perfect. But you're only going to know it through the perfect Word of God. Let's bow our heads. I want you to settle this issue today, to accept the Bible as the flawless word, as the final authority for your life. Because if you don't, then you're basically making it on your own opinions. What you're setting yourself up as the authority. And I would ask you again, how's that working? How's that working in your life? You find it pretty effective? I would pray this prayer right now. Say it in your mind. Dear God, from this day forward, I will accept the Bible as your flawless word to me. I will make it the final authority for my life. Not what television says, not what popularity says, not what I feel like doing or what I think sounds best. I'm going to make the Bible the final authority for my life. Even when I don't understand it, even when it's not popular, even when it's not easy, or even when I don't like it, you are God and I'm not. Thank you, God, for loving me enough to speak to me through your word. Thank you that you are not silent. Thank you that you spoke to about 40 men and women over 1,600 years on three continents and three languages to tell me one story that you wanted me in your family and you wanted me to know you and that you made me for a purpose. Thank you that you're not silent. I want to love your word. I want to learn your word. And I want to live your word. Use 40 days in my life to set me on the right path. In your name I pray, amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can. When you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us, it's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible, and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you've read the Bible every day, but you're just not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. Here's Rick to tell you more.
To fulfill the purpose that God created you for and to become the person that God wants you to be, you must fill your life with His Word. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, "Through the Word we are put together and shaped for the tasks that God has for us." You see, God's Word is unlike any other word. It's alive. In John 6:63, Jesus says, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life." When God's Word comes into your life, you come alive. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. The Bible tells us that God's Word generates life, creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. The Bible tells us that God's Word heals our hurts and builds our character and transforms our circumstances. The Bible tells us that God's Word imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. It releases power. It cleanses our minds. The Bible says God's Word brings things into being and guarantees our future forever. Now, to help you study the Word of God and to deepen your understanding of this life-changing Word, I've created a resource. It's called 40 Days in the Word, and it's a study kit that you can do by yourself or, even better, do it with a couple friends in a small group. It includes a DVD study of 6 sessions and a workbook and other instructions on how to memorize Scripture, how to meditate on God's Word, and how to get God's Word into your heart and life at a level you have never had it before. This month, when you give a gift to help support the Ministry of Daily Hope, I want to send you the 40 Days in the Word study kit. It'll help you study the Bible, but as I said, it can also be used as a small group study where you'll learn methods of personal Bible study. This is all for your gift to Daily Hope. I've told you before, we're a 100% listener-supported ministry, and your financial gift goes directly toward telling people around the world about the hope of the good news. I do this for free. I don't get any remuneration for doing this. I do this because I care about God's Word and I care about you. The Bible says we can't live without the Word of God. We are to never take it for granted. We are to consider it an essential part of our lives, as essential as eating on a daily basis. Job 23:12 says, "I've treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread." Do you do that? This study kit, 40 Days in the Word, can teach you how to treasure God's Word even more than food.
The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word study to say thanks for your gift to help more people learn, love, and live God's Word through Daily Hope. By the way, right now when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004, and as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.